Shalom, people of God, I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon. I am in the studio, Healing Sermon and the Prayer House. Healing Sermon and the Prayer House is a prophetic and deliverance radio broadcast channel.
To our online radio channel. The name of the podcast is Healing Sermons and Prayer House. This is a radio channel of prophetic and deliverance services. It is a virtual house of prayer for the deliverance and salvation of our souls. Find us everywhere online, on Podbean, on Spotify or any other online podcast service. Our website, www.themosthighgod.org, WhatsApp, +27 62 971 6167. Daily Monday to Saturday from 1:35 p.m. South Africa time. Come. Listen to healing, deliverance and prophetic sermons with the doctrine of repentance, reconciliation and restoration in Jesus Christ for the salvation of our souls. And you will never be the same again. Welcome to our online radio channel. The name of the podcast.
Yes, people of God, we are back in this studio for the glory of God. Yes, I say hallelujah, hallelujah. I shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. The title of the dedicate of today is Desiring the Gift of God. Desiring the Gift of God. Desiring the Gift of God. This is a part two. Because last Saturday, we have seen part one last Saturday. And today it is part two. We're going to finish with this sermon today. I pray that the service of today will stimulate the Spirit of God to impart someone and to uplift your spirit and to connect with the Spirit of God. I pray that the dedicate of today will motivate your spirit and soul and to exercise the Spirit of God. I pray that the word of God of today will motivate you and stimulate the gift of God in your life, and all is for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, because you have done it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us read the word of God. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from 4 to 11. I read in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There are different kinds of gift. The word of God is good. There are different kinds of gift, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in every one, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit of message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse 10. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between the spirits. To another, speaking in different tongues of tongue. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. Let us pray. My Father, I thank you for your love and I thank you for your kindness. I bless your holy name, Jehovah King of Glory. You are the provider of gift. I pray that the word of today will stimulate your gift inside us, your gift within us. All is for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah, because you have done it. Let everyone who is connected to this word be delivered, be blessed, and let your gift be motivated inside them. All is for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Say amen where you are, my brother, my sister. Jesus Christ loves you. Understand here, my brother, my sister, we have 9 gifts. Apostle Paul is saying that you and I, we have to desire the gift of God. You have the right to desire the gift of God. Desire the gift of God, my brother, my sister. Desire the gift of God. Because the gift of God will be used for the glory of God and to bless the children of God. The gift of God, my brother, my sister, is a free. Free you receive the gift, and then free you use the gift. Do you understand? This is what we need to understand here. Free we receive the gift of God. Free we use the gift of God. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister, and begin to pray. My Father, I pray that you equip me with your gift. Equip me, O Lord, with your gift. Equip me, Jehovah, with your gift. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Equip me, O Lord, with your gift. Equip me, O Lord, with your gift. I need your gift. There are 9 gifts. I need your gift. Equip me, O Lord, with your gift. By the power of your Spirit, the same Spirit of the mighty God. Equip me, O Lord, with your gift. Equip me, Jehovah, with your gift. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What do you desire, my brother, my sister? Do you desire the gift of wisdom? Equip me, O Lord, with the gift of wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Equip me, Jehovah, with the gift of wisdom, as you did to Solomon the king. Equip me, O Lord, with the gift of wisdom. All is for your glory, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Continue to pray, my brother. Continue to pray, my sister. What do you want? What do you desire? Do you desire the gift of knowledge? Raise up your voice and pray. Equip me, O Lord. Equip me, O Lord, with the gift of knowledge. All is for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord Jesus Christ is equipping someone with the gift of knowledge. With the gift of knowledge. The gift of knowledge. Receive it. Receive it. Knowledge. Knowledge for the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. What do you desire, my brother, my sister? Do you desire the gift of faith? Special faith? Do you desire the gift of faith? Raise up your voice, my father, equip me with the gift of faith. The gift of faith, to have a special faith, special faith, special faith in me, to move mountains, to move mountains, to move mountains, to do miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Continue to pray, continue to pray. What do you desire, my brother, my sister? Desire the gift of God. Desire the gift of God. Is it the gift of healing? Be equipped with the gift of healing. Healing power. Healing power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What do you desire? Is it the gift of miraculous power? Miraculous power? be equipped with the gift of a miraculous power as you desire it in the name of Jesus Christ. I desire the gift of a miraculous power. I desire the gift of a miraculous power. Miraculous power. All is for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. What do you desire, my brother, my sister? Is it the gift of a prophecy? Be equipped with the gift of a prophecy. I am equipped with the gift of a prophecy. The gift of a prophecy. The gift of a prophecy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, my brother, my sister, the gift of a miraculous power is the gift that allows you to do deliverance. The gift of a miraculous power is the power to deliver. Remember, each gift is connected to another. If you have, for instance, the gift of a miraculous power, it's easy to have the gift of a healing, isn't it? The gift of a healing. If you have the gift of a prophecy, it is easy to be connected to the gift of discernment. Do you understand? If you have the gift of speaking in tongue, it is easy to be connected to the gift of interpretation of tongue. I believe you have an idea. You understand what I mean. Those gifts, they work together. All is for the glory of God. What do you desire, my brother, my sister? Do you desire the gift of discerning of the spirit in order to identify the good and the bad? This is very important. Receive the gift of distinguishing between the spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Equip me, O Lord. Equip me, Jehovah. Equip me, Jehovah. Equip me, Jehovah, with the gift of a distinguishing between a spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give the gift, receive the gift as you listen to this voice. As you listen to this voice, you desire only the gift. Desire that gift and listen to this voice and receive the gift of a speaking tongue in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What do you desire, my brother, my sister? The gift of interpretation of tongue. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Where you are, my brother, my sister? Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Begin to rejoice in the Lord. Jesus Christ loves you. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Say, I rejoice in the Lord because Jehovah has equipped me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jehovah has equipped me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, confess. Confess. My brother, my sister, people of God, we have asked a question here. How to stimulate the gift of God in you? This is very important. The desire of God, my brother, my sister, it is for you and I to have the gift of God. Why? Because the Bible is saying there are many works in the kingdom of God, but few workers. That is why, if today you are available to serve the Lord, the Holy Ghost will come and equip you. The Holy Ghost is equipping someone. The Holy Ghost is equipping someone right now. The Holy Ghost is equipping someone right now. All is for the glory of God. The Holy Ghost is equipping someone right now. All is for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. How do you stimulate the gift of God in you? You and I, we do have gifts of God. But sometimes those gifts, they are busy sleeping. They are frustrated. The Bible is saying, do not quench the Holy Ghost. How do you quench the Holy Ghost? It is when you commit your sins. You commit sins and you don't repent. You create a storehouse of sins. You create a storehouse of sins. Then the Holy Ghost in you will never be happy. Will never be happy. My brother, my sister, do not frustrate the Spirit of God in you. Do not frustrate the Spirit of God in you. I refuse to frustrate the Holy Ghost in me. I refuse to frustrate the Holy Ghost in me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. The Bible is telling us about the fruit of the Spirit of God. You and I, we have to exercise the fruit of the Spirit of God. The fruit of the Spirit of God, according to Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit of God, according to Galatians chapter 5. You and I, we have to exercise the fruit of the Spirit of God. Exercise the fruit of the Spirit of God. Exercise the fruit of the Spirit of God, according to Galatians chapter 5, from 22. Exercise the fruit of the Spirit of God. Exercise peace. Exercise love. Exercise kindness. Yes, self-control. Exercise the fruit of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. How to stimulate the gift of God? The Bible is saying in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, that you and I, our heart must be a heart of purity. Matthew chapter 5 from 8 to 9, we understand that you and I, we have to be a peacemaker, because a child of God has a peace and he transfers peace to others. A child of God has a purity of heart in order for him to see God. When you see God, you see the power of the Holy Ghost. You see the manifestation of the gift of God in you. Hallelujah! How to stimulate the gift of God in you. You and I, we stimulate the gift of God in us by obeying to the Word of God, by pleasing the Holy Ghost, by pleasing the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost brings out the gift of the Spirit of God. And the gift of the Spirit of God, we have seen them in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that they are here 9. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from 4 to 11, there are 9. You and I, we desire the gift of God. Desiring the gift of God. Desiring the gift of God for the grace of God. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. For the glory of God. Desiring the Spirit of God. Desiring the gift of God for the glory of God. For the glory of God, by the grace of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Begin to say, thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love, for your kindness, for your blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Where you are, may you applaud, clap for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We have finished today, my brother, my sister. Understand this very well. You and I, we have the desire, the gift of God. And the gift of God in us must not be frustrated. We must evolve to quench the Spirit of God. Continue to do the work of God. Continue to please the Holy Ghost. Yes, do not be dominated by the fleshly desire, but be dominated by the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Shalom, my brother, my sister, we have finished. Allow me to present this dedicate now in French to bless other people for the glory of God. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon in the studio, Healing Sermon and the Prayer House. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shalom.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Waxon, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect. Perfect Healer on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.